Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is about a Yakima City cowboy back in 1872. He's telling this story. He said, having finished marking and branding the calves on the range, came into Yakima City to disband and celebrate the season's work at the Sagebrush Saloon, which was the first in the county. About 10 o'clock at night, when things were coming along fairly swift, there came a sound like someone hitting the side of the house with a flat board. Then the building began to shake. The boys ran to the outside to see who was trying to turn the house over. When we reached the outside, we saw the flagpole at Shano's store waving to and fro. People were running out of their homes in their nightclothes. The dogs set up a howl while the chickens crowed. A friend of mine who preferred to visit his best girl than to celebrate with the bunch, when the quake struck the house, we thought it was the gang trying to upset the small building. Out he came with a gun in hand and full of fight. I was the first one he met, and he wanted to know if I was mixed up in trying to turn the house over. That he was temporarily occupying. If so, friendship would cease and war would begin. We informed him that he was on the wrong trail, as he was not so much important that we cared where he went or what he did. But this was a bigger circus than cowboys could start and was run by a higher authority. It was an earthquake. When the fact dawned on him, his eyes bulged out, resembling two drops of indigo in a pan of buttermilk. Turning, he ran for the house he had just come out of, saying, "I must save Hattie." A woman in her nightdress, barefooted and bareheaded, passed me on the run, yelling, "Where is John?" John, her husband, was in a poker game in the saloon. Near Shano's store stood an old Indian with his blanket wrapped around him, silently gazing at the stars, apparently unmindful of the things happening around him. When I asked him if anything like this had ever happened before, he turned his eyes on me, saying, "This land before the coming of the whites was the only inhabited by Indians who worshipped the Great Spirit in ceremony and song, and who obeyed the teachings of our forefathers, and were happy until the paleface came among us with their forked tongue, religion, and firewater. Since that time, this country has been going to the bad. Look at these white men and women running out of their homes screaming. They have been wicked and are afraid to die. Indians are always ready when the Great Spirit calls. The pale face are a strange people. This is a warning they had better heed." And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.